somebody is chanting Hare Krishna, that is all right. But why the necessity of initiation? Initiation means that the disciples agree to accept the instruction of the spiritual master, and Krishna accepts the disciple immediately to give him a spiritual body. This is the process. Otherwise, there is no need of initiation. One is chanting, one can chant. But no. It is the factual connection. And this connection means he gets immediately a spiritual body. In this body, his material body is transformed into spiritual body. But if there is any reservation, surrender, it will take time for our spiritual body. Na means existence. So, the process is how to purify this existence. The defect of the existence that you have repeatedly said, defect of this existence. Bhagavat Shikshaya or Asakrit means constantly, and Sakrit means once. By once chanting Krishna without any offense, one can immediately get many, many thousand times of sinful activities. So much so that Papi hoye tato pap kuri mane, although he is a sinful, he cannot execute so much sinful activity. Last night, about the 10 offenses. See, if we Chaudhary's. Completely to become offenseless chanter of Hare Krishna mantra means, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, become mad in ecstatic love for Krishna. Completely, if we can chant Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, then there is premodar, that is the result. And almost offenselessly, not completely, then you become mukta, liberated. Mukta, that is stated in another place of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nashta prayeshu. Nashta prayeshu means almost finished, not completely finished. It is very difficult to finish the dirty things which have accumulated within our heart, birth after birth. It is being accumulated. So many things, so many impressions, all of a sudden you remember, which has no connection with your present activities. But all of a sudden you remember something which was in context with, say, many, many years ago. That means the dirty things are stopped within our heart. Just like in the water, in a pond, sometimes you'll find all of a sudden one bubble comes from within. But that means the dirty things are within, stopped. And all of a sudden it comes. We can finish all Krishnasya mukta sampraparam kirtanam. This is the advantage of this age, Kali Yuga. We have got many disadvantages. People are implicated in sinful activities. More and more trouble, and it will be exhibited. There will be no food grains, no milk, no sugar. These things will be completely absent. Now you are getting in the latter age, it will be not possible to get, and there will be scarcity of food, scarcity of rain, anavrishti, durvikha, and other side, taxation, heavy taxation. So, we should be very alert in the matter of preparing ourselves back to home, back to Godhead. Otherwise, if we take birth again and again, Buddha Buddha praliyate, then we have to suffer some things. This material body means suffering. We have repeatedly said, people do not understand it. And there are different kinds of suffering, different types of body. But if we follow this process, as it is stated, Krishnasya anusmaranti, Krishna, while acting, doing something, at the same time, we can remember Krishna. Anusmaranti. Anusmaranti, anu means following. You cannot remember, memorize Krishna by your whims. No. Therefore, this word is used. Anusmaranti. Anusmaranti. Bhagavat Shikshaya, as Krishna has personally taught him. Just like Krishna says that, what is that? water, taste. Rasoham apsukantiya. Rasoham apsukantiya. Prabhasmi sasishudya. So Krishna is teaching that you try to understand me in this way, not whimsically. I am meditating something. No, you meditate, but according to the will of Krishna, Bhagavad Shiksha, as he has taught, he says that you can meditate. This is very good subject matter of meditation. Rasoham avsukonti. Very easy. Everyone is drinking water, and as soon as you get water and drink, if you meditate little, what Krishna has said, Rasoham avsukantiya. I am the taste of you. Where is the difficult? Bhagavad Shikshaya. Prabhasmi sasishudya. As soon as you see light, sunlight, moonlight, immediately you can remember Krishna. This light is Krishna. So you can utter Krishna and you can remember Krishna. And as soon as you remember Krishna, then you become the topmost yogi. As soon as you remember Krishna within your heart, you become the topmost yogi, immediately. Yogi nama pi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan. Your work, because without working you cannot live. This is the word. Sarira jatra piti na prasiddhet akarmana. Sarira jatra, we have to keep this body fit. Therefore we have to work. Krishna does not say, never say to Arjuna that I am your friend, Krishna, I'll do everything. You can sleep. You don't require to fight. Krishna never said. You have to fight. But you have to fight at the same time, yuddhasama manusmati. This is our duty. We have to, for existence, struggle for existence. There is, according to Chaturvarnamaya system, guna karma vibhaga. There is prescription of duties according to guna we have acquired. And let us work, but at the same time, kudvana jatra karmani. Bhavan, Bhagavad Shikshaya, or by the will of Krishna, we are put in under certain condition of life. Never mind, Krishna has made me say a Shudra, not a Brahmin. But Shudra also has got work to do. Paricharyatmakam karyam Shudra karma sabhava. So, if we simply remember that Krishna has put me in this condition of life, I am a Shudra, that is very nice. Tattena kampa susumekshamana. Punyana ivatma kritam vipa. The devotee is satisfied always. He does not grudge. That I am put into this condition. Why I am not put into the condition of a king or a learned Brahmin? No. Whatever condition Krishna has given me, that is all right. Tattva te anukampa. It is His grace. By His grace I have got this position. Because my only business is to remember Krishna. That we can do any stage of life. It does not require that you have to become a Brahmin, an Indian, and so on, great learned scholar in Vedic scripture. No. You may be in the far away country, in Europe, America, or he may not be in Brahmin family, it doesn't matter. But you can remember Krishna. We are teaching this art through Krishna consciousness, that you may remain in whichever position Krishna has put you, it doesn't matter. But try to understand Krishna. Now, how can I understand? Well, you are drinking water, you can understand Krishna. Where is the difficulty? Raso ham apsukantya. Krishna says that I am the taste of water. That where there is a person who does not drink water, is there any land where people do not drink water? Is there any land? So, where is the difficulty of Krishna consciousness? If you simply drink water, and it is stated that Bhagavad Shiksha teaches, Krishna teaches that rasoham bhavsukanti prabhasukanti. Is there any land with this universe where there is no moonshine, sunshine, everywhere? So where is the difficulty to become Krishna conscious? Just practicing meditation. Why not this simple meditation? Here is Krishna. Here is light. Here is Krishna. Oh, here is Vedic study. Om Tad Vishnu Param Padam. Omkar. Omkar Sarva Vedis. And if you, as soon as you have get a nice flower, you smell it. Krishna says, that fragrance I am. You can remember. So any part of the world, anywhere, you may be whatever you are. Another point is, as soon as you try to become Krishna conscious, then your purification begins immediately. Sinnathang sakatha krishna punna savana kīra. If you simply remember or say that I have heard it from my spiritual master or from a saintly person, that while drinking water, that taste is Krishna. So you accept it. This is preaching. This is preaching. You are preaching. Or one who hears from you, Sinnatha, Sakata. If you simply carry this word, just try to understand the importance of preaching. Sakata Krishna, you are remembering and you are preaching. So, you are preaching means somebody else is hearing. So, he is also being purified. Sinnatha, Sakata Krishna, Punna Savanaki. Even he does not know what is Krishna, he simply hears from him, then he becomes purified. Actually, we are experiencing how in European, American countries, our boys going in buses, village to village, and chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and they are collecting devotees. How many devotees collected, you told me, France? How many? Ten. Where? You sent your Sankirtan party there? It is happening. Our Sankirtan movement is increasing in every country, Europe, America, even in Africa, Canada, everywhere. Why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling in South India, he was chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So, somebody heard him chanting Hare Krishna mantra, he became purified. And he went back to his village he also began to chant. The another person who heard him, he began to chant. It is such a nice thing. The process is there. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Whole world can be purified. The secret is that one chanting, he must be very pure. Western countries, they have got so many hodgepodge ideas that they are not pure. It is very difficult. Say that here is Bhagavan, Krishna. That's it. Krishna, he'll bring dozens of other Bhagavan, or more than hundreds. Why Krishna? Therefore, we are student of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the beginning, it is said, the dharma projita koita vatra, all ties of cheating religion system is thrown away from this. And Siddhartha Swami gives his comments on this, that kevala bhagavad upasana, dharma prajita kaita vatra parama nimma sarana sata vastava su beda matra Srimad Bhagavate param kimba parai Mahamuni krite Mahamuni Vyasdev has given us. What is the use of studying any other book? Srimad Bhagavatam amalam puranam. It is the spotless Puran. Spotless Puran means that which gives you spiritual knowledge without any adulteration. Simple. Without any adulteration, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. This is without any adulteration. So, when one understands what is dharma without any adulteration, then he becomes fit candidate for studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Pura. Narad Muni. this is. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, bhakti siddhi kami sakali ashant, krishna bhakta niskam ataev. Krishna bhakta, he doesn't require for bhakti mukti siddhi. This like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, kito janamo ho jatha tua das, bohirmukh brahma janme nahi mor as. He is desiring, my Lord, let me janamayavi jodi, mane, if I have to get birth again, my Lord, this is my prayer, then let me have my next birth in the house of a devotee, even as a small worm. To take birth in the house of a devotee is not so easy thing. Suchinang simatangihi yoga brashta sanjat. It is not so easy thing. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I am not fit. But if you kindly give me birth of an ant in the house of a devotee, I shall prefer that more than to become Brahma and forget it. Brahma janme nahi moras. This is the process. So we have to work according to our capacity, at the same time chant Hare Krishna mantra. Krishna has given you the tongue and there is no difficulty. Kurmana jatra karmani, and always think of Krishna, manmana bhagavad bhakta. How I can think of Krishna constantly, it becomes hackneyed. No, the varieties. Krishna says that you think of Krishna while drinking water, you think of Krishna while you see the sunshine, while you think of Krishna while you see the moonshine, day and night. So at daytime there is sunshine, at night there is moonshine. So day and night you can think of Krishna. So many ways Krishna Shiksha, Bhagavad Shiksha, as he has taught in the Bhagavad Gita, you think of always Krishna, then your life is successful. Manmanabhavamodbhakto madhyajimang namaskuru. So therefore Bhakti Yoga means Vairagvita. You have to stop thinking of this material bhukti mukti siddhi. Simply you have to think of Krishna. That is a spiritual platform that is instructed here. Try to follow and your life will be successful. Thank you very much.